Okay, so today is February 11th, and we're going to do lesson number 438, Preparation for a Bridge. And it's a really great lesson. I mean, for many of you, it's going to feel like a review. But I always think whenever you are doing lessons that you've either done or there's similar parts in the lesson that you've done before, it's always fresh for the moment. Does that make sense? So keep that in mind, even though as we go through the lesson, you might go, oh, I've done some of this or most of this before. You're not the same person today, and there's always something new to learn. Okay, so in saying that, as you're lying on your back, having your arms down by your sides, your legs long, start to notice how you're resting on the floor. How you're sensing the shoulder blades. How you're sensing your pelvis. And then sensing your spine in between the shoulder blades all the way down to your pelvis. So what we worked with last week, and again we're going to revisit next Thursday, is it's this idea of the spine sinking in between the shoulder blades. So maybe what we'll do is one or two movements with that. And it's the same idea today, but instead of it feeling like sinking, when you're on your back, it's going to feel like lifting. So as you're noticing your spine, really pay attention to the area in between your shoulder blades all the way down to your lower back, noticing if there's any tightness, any tension. Places that are not as familiar for you to sense. You're just drawing all of that into your awareness. And then slowly and gently roll your head to the right and to the left. Notice the quality of rolling your head to each side. Go slow enough so that you can sense the quality. And then bringing your head back to the center. Take a moment to observe and notice your breath and your breathing. So just start to pay attention to your inhalation, the exhalation, and reminding yourself of what we started a couple months ago is as you exhale through your nostril. So the air is coming out your nostrils. Okay, so go ahead and bend both knees, bring your feet up to standing, and we're going to start with, again, the movement that's very familiar to all of you of just tilting your pelvis so that you arch the lower back and then you flatten it, right? And again, go really, really slow and gentle with yourself. So even though you've done this hundreds of times, you approach the movement as if it's brand new for you. It's the first time to do this. So you can really feel and sense the tilting and the arching, and then the tilting and the flattening, and then what's happening with the rest of your spine all the way up in between your shoulder blades to your cervical spine. And the movement is smooth, it's fluid. And take note of how you positioned your feet. So are your feet lined up with your sit bones? Are they too far away from you? Right, so how did you bring your feet to standing? And if you need to make an adjustment, so remember, it's a tilting movement. There's no lifting. Like, you don't lift up with your pelvis. It's just a roll. Excellent. Let's let that go and straighten your legs to rest. Okay, so we're going to start with your right leg, and you're going to bend your right leg, bring your right foot to standing, right? And again, this is a movement we've done many, many times where you're going to start to press that foot into the floor, and the pelvis rolls. So again, it's a rolling movement. Think of your pelvis rolling to the left, right? So in the action of rolling, the right side of the pelvis lifts, but not because you lift it. And remember, always, 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 the knee and the leg stays up. You don't want to tilt the leg over. So if you did tilt the leg, you need to ask yourself why. Why do you go back to that? Nice. And can you return right to your back just as slowly as you go over to the left? Right? So you shouldn't just bring yourself quickly back. Nice, Jamie. So remember, the knee stays up and the pelvis rolls. Roll. Roll, let those relax. Excellent. Okay. Straighten that leg and pause to rest for a moment. And notice how you're resting now. So what feels different in that right hip? So we're going to do the same thing on the left side. So please bend the left leg, bring it to standing, and push the left foot into the floor. Remember, the knee stays up. Right, so the action or the movement is the pelvis rolling. Just think rolling, not lifting. It's a rolling. So you're rolling, it's like rolling in bed onto your right side. And then you come back to the starting position slowly. So you don't just drop back, right? You want to be just as attentive as you roll to the right as you return to the starting position. Feel what your spine is doing, the arching of the spine, which starts in the lower back. It's starting to get to that area in between the shoulder blades. Remember, the knee stays up. If anything, it feels like it flares out a little bit to the left. Good. Okay, let's lengthen that leg. Let's feel how the left hip feels. And how are you making contact on the floor now? So from here, we're going to do a movement again you've done before in a different lesson. And it's this movement where you're going to start to take your head back to press it into the floor. But let me describe it. So to do this, the chest, right, so this is that upper back area, has to lift. Okay, so you have to lift your chest away from the floor. And you're going to press the back of the head into the floor as if to look towards the mirrors at the back of the room. But you can't press the head without lifting the chest. So the whole upper back comes away from the floor. So lift, lift, lift. Those of you that know it, lift really high, right? Use the weight of your head to support it and then come back down. Beautiful, Sandy. That's it, Tomoko. Back. Lift the chest. Lift. The shoulders, everything. The whole upper back lifts. The whole, yes. Otherwise, if you want to hurt your neck, leave your body down. So let me say it that way. If you want to hurt your neck, don't lift your upper back. So the whole upper back, shoulders and all, right? The elbows press into the floor, and that's it. Beautiful, Jamie. So do that a few times. You guys are doing great. Really let your chin move away from your throat. That's lovely, Corinne. Beautiful. Feel how your belly pushes forward. Excellent, you guys. So for those of you that were here last week, right, where you sunk the spine, can you see this is the same position as if you were on your stomach? Your spine is sinking in between the shoulder blades. So just do it a couple more times. Really, again, I want the shoulders and the whole upper back airborne. That's it, Marlene. Sandy, that's beautiful. Right? So you're starting to make a bridge. So what we're going to do is go back and forth, okay, let's pause and rest, between introducing the bridge with the lower part of the body, then the upper, then the lower, then the upper, and then we're going to start to combine the whole spine to be a bridge. So let's go back to bending your right knee, bring your right leg, that's it, to standing. And then you're going to lengthen your right arm, same leg that's bent, the right arm up alongside by your head. So the back of the hand's on the floor. Excellent. So now this is going to start to weave in the upper back. So as you push the right foot into the floor, keep that leg up, roll, right? You start to get an arch going all the way up the back. And the right arm should lengthen. Remember, the knee stays up. What are we going to do with your knees? I need one of those contraptions to put in between your legs. There we go. Just think, I want you to think rolling. You're working, no, you're lifting. Don't work so hard, that's it. You gotta keep this up. Yeah, don't bring that other leg in either. I know. Do it again. Yes, roll, not lift. So think of this side of your pelvis coming down. Down, there. That's what I want you to pay attention to. So as you do the rolling, again, the right arm is lengthening, and start to roll your head to look up towards the right fingertips. So you're going to roll the head to the right and tilt up. So the chin, very much like the previous movement, okay, and I want you to think of your left side. I want you to think the left side is rolling. Okay, and then go back. And let's do it again. That's it. Roll your head and up. That's it. Up to look towards the arm. Marlene, see if your arm can stay damp. Yes. So first, okay, many of you are taking your head back, which is lovely. But I'd like you to roll it first and then take it back. So you're more making like an arc. That's it, Tomoko. There you go. Nice, Sandy. And then take the head back even more, Sandy, so that you press the back of the head into the floor. That's it. Nice, Jamie. There you go. Nice, Corinne. Excellent. Okay, let's pause and rest that for a minute. Bring your arm down and your leg. Okay, let's go ahead and bend your right leg again. Sorry, we're going to stay the same side. Bring your right arm up again. And this time we're going to alternate your head and your face and your eyes. So one time when you push the right foot into the floor, you're going to roll your face and head to the right to look at the right fingertips. You'll come back to the starting point. And the next time you're going to roll your head and eyes to the left and to look up to the left. There you go. Better, much better. That's it. So what is it like looking once up to the right and then once up to the left? And your left leg just is really relaxed. So again, check in, right? So if this movement is getting softer and more fluid, where are you still holding that maybe you can let go a little bit? Ah, see how much nicer that is? Yeah. But sometimes we just don't even know we're holding, right? Beautiful. Okay, come back. Bring your arm down, lengthen your leg, and again, rest again. (Clears throat) Okay, so now let's go ahead and jump over to the left side. Please bring the left leg to stand. Lengthen the left arm. So remember, the left knee stays up. It's a rolling movement. It's like you're rolling onto the right side of your pelvis. And pay attention that your right leg is relaxed. So what that means is probably the whole right leg turns out. Right? If you're trying to hold the leg up and the toes up, why? And then you start to look towards your left hand, left fingertips. So you start to arch that upper back. That's it, Jane. And so some of you are already doing it, so we'll just go into it, is start to alternate your head and your eyes. So one time you look to the left, and then the next time you look to the right. And what happens differently? Where do you notice it? Is it somewhere in the ribs or somewhere in your spine, in between the shoulder blades? Does that affect your breath and your breathing? Where do you notice that you might still be holding? Even think of your jaw, that if you just let go, everything would get easier. So nice. Okay, let's let all that go. Bring the arm down, lengthen your leg, and rest. Okay, with the legs staying long and the arms long, let's revisit the taking your head back, right, and lifting the whole chest and shoulder blades. So, right, the next point of contact is your elbows. So go to that and maybe hold it 1 or 2 seconds and then lower. Is this a little easier? Beautiful. The two sides? That's...
Oh, now it is. All I have to do is talk about it.
That's... Yes! It's called awareness! You just become aware and things change. Excellent, you guys. Beautiful. Okay, and then again, let's pause. So just to give you a little piece of last week's lesson that we'll do next Thursday, go ahead and roll over onto your stomach. So your head will be towards the back of the room. Just roll over. And you bring the hands to a push-up position. So your forehead is down, and then your hands are Sorry, your hands are not in a push-up position. Your forehead is down, I apologize. Your arms are what we call a sphinx position. So that means that that's it. The elbows are tucked into the sides and the palms are down, but guess what lifts is the shoulders. So prop yourself up so that you're just on the forearms and your head and shoulder lifts. Yep. And you can go ahead and look towards the front of the room in the mirror. Okay, so what we did last week, so make sure the elbows are in and right underneath. I did not describe it well, so I apologize. It's like, let's start all over. Because as soon as I said push up, you guys all dropped your elbows here. Okay, your elbows need to be right under the shoulders. Okay, you can't be here, can't be here, can't be here. So if you're back here, you're gonna strain. So you want like a right angle, okay? And then you're gonna lower your head and pull the spine up to widen the back. And then as you lift your head, your spine sinks in between the shoulder blades and your belly comes forward. Now, as you do the movement several times, see if it makes sense in this sinking, right? And your chin moves away from your chest. That's like the movement we just did on the back of lifting the spine. So sometimes it's can be a little funky in the beginning when you change your orientation to understand it's the same movement. But that was one of the most clever things that Moshe did. And he's like the only person to do it, which is take the same movement, but just change the body's orientation to gravity. And it feels like a totally different movement. So that's why it takes you a little bit in your brain to compute it's the same thing. That's it. So as you do it just a couple more times, really tuck the head under so that you lift that spine. Like you want to look down towards your belly button. Beautiful, Sandy. That's it, Tomiko. Beautiful. That's it, Beck. Okay. Now let's go back onto your backs and rest. So the movement that is parallel to that, tucking the head, we're going to do next on the back. So you're going to bend your knees, bring your feet to standing in that good standing place. So make sure your feet are not too close, not too wide, not too close. There you go. Okay, don't have them too close. There you go. Okay. So you're going to interlace your hands and place them underneath your head. Fold the elbows towards the ceiling, okay? And at the same time that you're going to, this time you do get a lift. As you're going to lift the pelvis, you're going to lift your head to look down towards your belly button or towards your pubic bone. So you lift the pelvis and you lift the head. So, Beck, you can actually lift the pelvis. Yeah. Okay. You actually get a lift. And then slowly lower, right? So this was the same movement of when you tucked your chin and your head to look towards your belly button and your pubic bone on your stomach. You're widening the back, right? You want to think that the shoulder blades are widening and your spine is pushing back. Right? You're making a big curve. Does that make sense? Excellent. Now, continuing from here, it's really fun, is you're going to lift the pelvis, you're going to lift the head, and you're going to hold it. So you're going to have all your weight somewhere towards the area in between the shoulder blades, maybe the lower end of the shoulder blades, on that part of your spine. OK? okay, a little bit above mid-body. And we've done the rocking horse thing before, so you're going to be like a rocking horse. So you're going to lower the pelvis a little bit. It never gets to touch, and that lets the head and the upper back lift a little bit more. And then as you lift the pelvis higher, the head and that area in between the shoulder blades sinks. So you guys know what the base of a rocking horse looks like, right? If not, beautiful Marlene. Marlene and Tomiko are doing an excellent job. So if you want to take a peek at them. So Tomiko's over here in this really pretty, I don't even want to call it an orange shirt, but because it's a really cool color, but it is orange. So it's more salmon-y orange, isn't it? Don't you think of orange like a citrus orange, right? There's different colors. Or those rings, right? You're salmon-y today. So if you guys sit up, do you mind them watching you for a minute? You guys watch her, because really she does it so beautifully. Right, and what you watch is the minute her head lifts, the pelvis is lowering. So you can there's no breaks, right? She's truly like, it feels like she's really rocking, right? It's not clunky. Can you guys see that? Okay, so now that helps, come back to it. And many of you were doing it well, right? But I always think there's room for elegance. I like that word better than better. To be elegant. That's a really good word. So remember, head comes down a little bit, pelvis lifts a little bit higher. So the pelvis stays up the whole time. So you really want to start to feel that area in between the shoulder blades. Excellent. Okay, let's rest it. Okay, legs long, arms long. Let's go back to taking the back of the head into the floor. Nope, sorry, hands down. Just press the back of the head, right, and lift the chest. Complete opposite of what you just did. Right, but it's easier, isn't it? Right, when you make one direction easier, the other direction gets easier. So us doing the folding made the arching and lifting better. That's it. Really get that chest in the air. Excellent. Now, as you do this, I think the easiest way to introduce the next movement is once you're there on top of your head, right? Beck, just stay there. Can you bend your knees and bring your feet to standing? Yes. And then now let the head slide out and then do that movement again, arching with the legs standing. It's a little harder with the legs standing because that's where we're going. So, Jamie, not lifting the pelvis, just keep the pelvis down. So keep the pelvis down. And now take the back of the head back, Jamie, and lift the upper back. There you go. That's it. Okay, and let's rest again. Legs long. Okay. Okay, so now we're going to go back to the right leg. So go ahead and bend the right leg. Bring the right foot to standing, and you're going to keep your right arm down by your side, but you're going to turn the palm up. Okay? And you're going to do the same movement, so remember about the knee. Right? What does the knee do? Stays up. Thank you. Okay, so you're going to press the foot. You roll the pelvis to the left, so let the left leg roll. I don't know why some of you want to hold your toes up. I just don't get it. Let the leg be relaxed. Now think about, which again we've done before, sliding the right hand towards the right heel so that eventually you're going to stand on your right palm, right? The heel's going to fit into the palm of your hand. So you've got to arch the upper back. You've got to take your head back, and you're going to start to press your head into the floor to let the chest lift so the shoulder can slide down. So the more you get the whole back arching, the easier it is to slide the hand under. That's it, Corinne. But lift the chest. Lift, lift. There, take the head back more. Yes. And now walk the foot up. There. Get a hold of that heel. There. Now, once you get a hold of the heel, some of you are already doing it. So your heel sits in your hand. And then lift the heel in the hand. So you come up onto the toes and the ball of the foot. It's really the ball, right? Or, you know, where the toes insert. And then you lower the heel and lift. So you're going to kind of tap your heel into your hand. So you stay in this position, breathing. That's it, Sandy. That's it, just staying there. Oh, no, not quite that much. Yeah, just a little bit there. And then you tap your heel. Come up on the ball of the foot, lift, 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 and then you lower the heel into your hand. And just start doing it quicker. Tap. Like if you were a musician. Come way up onto those toes. So if it means you walk your foot back closer, so bend right there and then tap down and then up, up, tap, tap, tap. Tap, tap, tap. That's it. Okay. Excellent. Let it go and let's rest. So did any of you go see the Sundance film this weekend that was at the library, Whiplash? Last year, yeah, it's pretty intense. Oh, talk about moving quick, right? Okay, we're going to try the same thing on your left side. So please bend your left leg. Keep the left arm down by your side, but the palm is up. So remember, you're going to start to do the rolling movement of the pelvis. It means your right leg rolls out. It means that your back starts to arch. You take the back of the head back. And it means the chest lifts as the left arm slides down to the heel. And you can also walk the heel up so it's in your hand. Right? So then you're going to start to lift the heel, come way high on the balls of those toes, and then start tapping. That's it. But keep rolled over. Right? So how do you stay rolled over? That's right. The knee has to flare out. Let your knee go. Yes.
It doesn't want to do that.
I know. There's a couple of you that just, Lordy Lord, are tight in your hips.
Yes.
It's like the inner thighs have been glued together. There you go. Tap, tap, tap. That's it. Tap, tap, tap. There you go. Nice. Excellent. Okay, come back and let's rest again. Okay, let's introduce one more time, rolling over onto your stomach. Okay, you're going to come into the Sphinx. So all the weight is on the elbow up to the hand, and remember your elbow and shoulder are lined up. Right, that's critical. Top of the feet flat. So this opens up the feet too. Excellent. You're going to look up and let the spine sink, and then you're going to tuck your head under, pull in the belly, lift that spine, widen those shoulder blades. Then you feel the spine sink as the head looks up. That's it. And then lift. That's it, Marlene, but lift your belly. Wait. So, yeah, and lift this. Yes, tuck, tuck, tuck. Get wide here. Wide, wide. Yes. And then we want to sink here. This is hard for you. That's better. And then lift here. Lift, lift, lift. So all this lifts and tuck and then sink. Beautiful. Excellent. Nice, Jamie. Okay, roll over onto your backs and rest again. Okay, so let's start with the right side again. Bend that foot, bring it up to standing. And then actually let's bring the left foot up to standing too, both, so both, right? And then you're gonna start with the right hand. So both of the palms are up and somehow reach down with the right hand to bring it under the right heel. There you go, and pull it up so the heel's lifted. That's it. And now can you reach down and get the left underneath? So you're gonna have to lift the back, right? And then press, there you go. You can lift your pelvis. That's it, Sandy, lift your pelvis. Get a hold of your heels. And then drop the heels. And lift the heels. And drop the heels. And lift the heels. Okay, and then put the feet flat again. Keep them standing. Let's just work with the right foot now. So, heads down. Just listen. So, your right foot is going to come towards your right buttocks. And you're going to use your right hand to pull on the ankle. Just the right foot. Right? And you get on the ball of the foot. Heel lifts. So, your heel is under your right buttocks. You're going to sit on that heel. Find a way to sit on your right heel. So lift the heel, lift, lift, there you go. So you have to drive your right thigh away from you. So the pelvis has to be super high. Up, up, yes. Pull the heel under, under, under. There, drive this towards me, yes. Okay, just the right foot. Jamie, just do the right. So you're gonna take your left hand, Jamie. Everybody take your left hand, slide it under your back. And get a hold of the right ankle too. Both hands are holding that ankle. So you pull it up more and more. Find a way that you can sit the butt cheek on that heel. It's not that bad once you get there. The quad.
The knee.
The knee, yeah. So careful. Okay, got it? Okay, come out of it. Let's rest for a moment. So if you feel it in your knees, it's because your quads are so tight. If you feel it in your quads, that's actually a better sign. But if the quads are so tight, it's going to go into your knee and your hips. So it's actually, this is a good thing. This is why we're doing it. And of course, if you've been skiing, you're going to be tight there. Let's bend the knees again, both feet standing. We're gonna try this with the left foot. So you're gonna walk the left heel back. Get a hold with the left hand. Beautiful. Heel is up. Lift the pelvis high. Reach under with the right hand. Use both hands to hold the ankle. Right? Really get on those toes. Right? Where the joints are. Beautiful. And sit that heel under your buttocks. Okay? Jamie, can you lift the heel a little higher? The heel, get on your... Yes! Thank you. Beautiful. Excellent, you guys. Now can you breathe? I know, that's the tricky one, right? But okay, let it go. Let's rest again. We'll just do one more movement. So that's where we're going, right? So this is like all the prep to get into a bridge, right? You know, because for a lot of people too, if they do yoga and they go to a class and you're asked to push up into a bridge, it can be terrifying. Right? So we're doing all these little baby steps to get there so that it feels, and it gives you safety. And I think the most important thing with learning any sport in life is there's a way to opt out. You should always be able to opt out of the situation. When you can't do that, it's the most terrifying thing. Right? Okay, one last time. You're going to bring both feet to standing. And let's go back to the movement of pressing your head into the floor, letting the entire back lift, the shoulders lift, the elbows can press into the floor. But you've got the whole upper back. And some of you might lift your chest so much that your head gets lighter, right? Because that much of your back can arch now. Right now you've got the lower back involved. So there's less weight on the head. Do you feel that? Before there was a lot more weight on your head because the lower back wasn't there as much. Beautiful. Slide out of it and just do it once more. So you really feel that. So we're getting this entire spine to arch. Beautiful, you guys. Pelvis is down. Nope, pelvis is down. So you're not holding your feet. Just, that's it. Pelvis down. Okay, lengthen your legs and rest. And as you're resting, start to notice the contact that you're making with the floor, how you're feeling in your spine. Allow the legs to be apart and turned out. Let them be resting. Some of you go back to pulling your legs together. So how does your spine feel now? Does the lower back area feel softer, longer because of what happened in the upper back? How do the shoulder blades feel? How does the pelvis feel? Slowly and gently roll your head a little bit to the right and to the left, feeling the quality of rolling your head to each side. And how is that feeling now from all this arching and extending? Excellent. Okay, and then just take another moment to really sense what's showing up feeling different for you. And then as you're ready, taking your time, you're going to roll to a side, then come to sitting. And then you'll come to standing to see how you feel in standing from this lesson. Mm-hmm.